The state has asked the High Court to strike out an action for damages against the Gardaí taken on behalf of two children whose mother was murdered by a man who was on bail for previous offences. Lorcan Roach Kelly is suing the state on behalf of his two children. Their mother, Sylvia Roach Kelly, who was 33, was murdered by Jerry McGrath in December of 2007. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now from the High Court. Orla, just firstly remind us of the details of this case.
Well, Jerry McGrath murdered Sylvia Roach Kelly in December 2007. Now, he had previously assaulted a female taxi driver in Cavan in April 2007 and had been given bail. He then tried to abduct a five-year-old girl in Tipperary in October 2007 and again was given bail at Limerick District Court. He was back before Virginia District Court in Cavan on December the 3rd, 2007 in relation to the taxi driver assault. And Lorcan Roach Kelly's case is that neither Limerick nor Virginia District Court were made aware of the other charges, of the assault charges or the abduction charges. And after he came before Virginia District Court on December the 3rd, 2007 and was given bail, 5 days later he murdered Sylvia Roach Kelly. And Mr. Roach Kelly says on behalf of his two children that their mother would still be alive were it not for the negligence of the Gardaí.
This happened in the Clarion Hotel in Limerick, just remind us, back in 2007, Orla.
That's right, Ms. Roach Kelly.
We appear to have lost Orla O'Donnell for the moment. She's just telling us there of the details of that case, which is the suing of the state on behalf of the two children of Sylvia Roach Kelly by Lorcan Roach Kelly. Orla, you were just reminding us there of the details of the actual murder in the Clarion Hotel.
Yes, that's right. Ms. Roach Kelly's body was found in the Clarion Hotel on December the 8th, 2007. Now, the state is denying all the claims that Mr. Roach Kelly has made against them on behalf of his children. And what happened today was that they were asking the High Court President, Mr. Justice Nicholas Kearns, to strike out the action before it really gets going. They say Lorcan Roach Kelly's action is bound to fail for a number of reasons. They say, for example, there was no special relationship between Ms. Roach Kelly and her killer. She didn't know Jerry McGrath, and the Gardaí owed no special duty of care to Sylvia Roach Kelly other than their normal duty of care to the public, and they could not have foreseen that Jerry McGrath would kill her when he was let out on bail. They also said that when this action by the state to strike out the main action came before the court, it was at a time when the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin had received a confidential dossier from Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe, which referred to this case. And the court was told that even though the state had made the relevant parts of the dossier available to Mr. Roach Kelly's lawyers, there was no malice being alleged against the Gardaí.
So this application by the state to strike out the case, obviously being opposed by the lawyers for Mr. Roach Kelly.
That's right. They say that the 1997 Bail Act obliges a judge to take into account any other offences with which a person looking for bail is charged with. And basically the only person who could make a judge aware of those offences are the Gardaí. They claim that Gardaí are obliged under this Act to bring other offences to the attention of a judge in a bail application, and the state disputes this. They say, for example, that the Gardaí did object to bail when Jerry McGrath was charged with the abduction of the child in Tipperary, but they didn't give the judge the crucial information that he'd already been charged with the assault of a taxi driver. And again, when he appeared at Virginia District Court 3 days before he murdered Sylvia Roach Kelly, no mention was made of the offence in Tipperary and he was released on bail. Now, Mr. Justice Nicholas Kearns listened to both sides. He said he was conscious of the implications of his decision in a matter as important as this, and he reserved his decision. He said he hopes to give it at the start of next term in January.
All right, Orla, there we leave it. Thanks very much indeed, our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.